The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
B-Pod Studios.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Hello!
This is where Boston talks sports.
I'm overwhelmed. You can eat a lot at one sitting.
95, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Now, Rich, legalized sports gambling is coming, and it's already happening in New Jersey. I know people in Philadelphia, or a guy in Philadelphia, that will sometimes drive into New Jersey, make a bet on his phone, or make a few bets on his phone, and then drive back. So this is something that is happening. It's very exciting. But everyone is basically just a square when it comes to when you put them up against the guys that are in Vegas living the dream of something that seems exceptionally depressing.
Well, this show is fantastic. And as I said, I've only seen one of the four episodes. I think the second one just aired on Sunday night. And it's called Action. It's a docuseries. It's on Showtime. Each episode is an hour long. And it's about not only the lives of these people, but just how this is going to work. It's the behind the scenes, which I'm fascinated by, about how all these lines are made. They talk to some of the inside people, some of the stat guys. It's a lot more interesting than you would think. However, it starts off with a bang, and it's let's get into the lives of the people who don't just do this for fun, like, you know, I'm sure we would, but the people who do this for a living. This is their gig. And the first guy you meet is Bill Crack Krakenberger, who, as I was saying earlier, is a large gentleman wearing a bowling shirt and a Kangol hat.
I have a feeling he's bent over a few times, and that's why his name is Crack.
Maybe that might be what's why his nickname is Crack. I like Bill Crack Krakenberger, to be quite honest. He starts off, and he's got his laptop computer. He goes from casino to casino in order to get the best deals on the lines, because they're moving all the time, moving, shaking. He's got to be on top of this. And let's meet Bill Crack Krakenberger.
Hi, good morning. 131. 3,300. 171.
Yeah.
3,300.
I'm not your typical sports bettor. I do this for a living, and this is a business to me.
There you
good.
Go.
Thank you.
All
the
right,
prettiest sound there is, that money going through there. The easiest way to keep $10,000 packs is every $1,000 turned opposite way. This way you can get up to the counter, you know, hey, you need $3,000? There's $3,000. You don't have to count it out.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Lipschatz right now is going, now you speak my language.
That's right. You got to put one bill when you're carrying a wad like that around.
He's got this special way that he folds his dollar bills where it looks like a bunch of S's, where he's got 1,000 this way, I'll fold it. 1,000 the other one. He just like peels it off without looking. And like he looks at the camera like, yeah.
Yeah. I got so much cash. You know, some people could, use a credit card or write a check. But now in Vegas, you need that.
Can't use a credit card at the sports book.
I understand that. I'm just saying that it looks really impressive when you're walking around with a wad of cash. But, you know, a credit card can holds the same value. I just know you can't use it in Vegas. All right, here we go.
I absolutely love my job. I love being my own boss. I'm waking up in the morning and running from book to book, making bets.
Hello again.
Hello, Bill.
Krakenberger's here.
We saw you coming from, we heard the thumps coming from about 100 yards away.
Yeah, it just sounds like someone said called the dealer and they said, your Krakenberger's here. What is it? Well, it's two beef patties with some crack. Krakenberger's here.
We saw the Hawaiian shirt from the valet.
Yes, he's got to deal with Tommy Bahama.
Can I bet the Eagles live right now? I go around all day long and bet. My wallet has tickets like this in it.
Minnesota
$3,000, Rutgers $3,000, $5,000 Temple bet I made.
Every day I have a schedule. I drive around, making bets, cashing tickets.
How much we got?
$3,100.
I happen to have it.
Yeah, no, I brought some money with me. Of course, you got to have money. You can't just bring a gun with no bullets. I'm not just playing to have fun. I'm not playing to enjoy myself. I'm playing to put food on my table and take care of my family.
I'm like that mouse that you can't kill in the kitchen.
There's so much money to be made. Any given weekend, I may have $1 million in volume placed up.
You'll wager $1 million?
Of course. Are you kidding me? I'm Cracker Burger.
Yeah, I'm Cracker Burger. Now I could take,
tell by my outfit.
I could take $1 million and I could put it into a low risk mutual fund that I choose to. I would think once you had $1 million.
$1 million bankroll, 99 cent Slurpee.
Yeah, I'd rather wear a bowling shirt.
Well, it flows. It's comfortable. You know, it's like that Simpsons episode where he gets the moo-moo.
He's incredulous. Look at me. How could you not believe I bet $1 million this weekend?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I saved on my wardrobe. That's right. You got to cut corners.
So there's this guy who's kind of like a lovable weirdo. But then there's a person that, oh my goodness, I would love to hear what the Bankroll Boys think about him, because he might be the most hated odds guy in Vegas. His name is Vegas Dave. Okay?
All right.
Now, Vegas Dave starts off where he's got this like condominium in Las Vegas, and he's showing that there's like 8 TVs in there. And he goes, they all got different games at the same time, although they're not all on. No. So I'm just wondering if whether that might be for show or
that's
not.
That's extra DirecTV.
Uh-huh. Mm. And he apparently is very controversial because this is a gentleman who has actually gone, I think he's been arrested for some of the things that he's done. In January, as a matter of fact, he pled guilty in federal court for charges involving using phony Social Security numbers at Vegas casinos in transactions of more than $1.5 million. He initially faced 19 felonies, but ultimately pled guilty to a misdemeanor charge by admitting to causing violations of record keeping and procedures. He's not allowed in a lot of casinos, and he'll tell you it's not because of fraud.
Well, Jesus, this guy's lucky. He was up on like 19 felonies and got away with a misdemeanor? I'm following this guy to the roulette table.
Vegas Dave.
All right, guys. Good morning from Vegas. Let me know where you're from. California. Hawaii, all over the world. Botswana. Where's Botswana? Somewhere in Europe? I know half the people out there are my fans, and half the people hate me. They're my haters. But remember, haters only hate on winners. They don't hate on losers. If someone in North Dakota right now is milking cows, and they wake up every morning and talk about Vegas Dave, I'm in their f***ing head. Every morning they have to talk about me while they're milking their f***ing cows.
They're in your dome.
They're in your dome. I was thinking the exact same thing.
We're living inside the dome.
You got them in the dome.
Everyone's in your dome. They're renting space in your dome.
So if you only have 10 haters out there, you need to find out how to get to 20, 30, or 40. My goal is to get to 10,000 haters.
Are you addicted to gambling?
No. If I was addicted to gambling, I would be betting games right now, not talking to you. I'm addicted to making money. My gift from God is what I do. I can predict winners. That's my talent he blessed me with. 99% of the world cannot do. That's beat Vegas, and I smashed their asses so bad where they banned me. I won so much money, they don't even want me on their properties.
That's right. That's why.
The 19 felonies.
You ever see the movie Night Shift and Michael Keaton? He's that guy.
Oh,
they banned me for being too good a player.
Yeah. It's not because you were stealing people's Social Security numbers, allegedly.
I go to jail for trespassing. That's how much these casinos in Vegas fear me. People call me the king of futures. I bet the Broncos in week one at 16-1 odds, a little over 100,000. And I don't take the favorites. Everyone can take Alabama in college football. Everyone can take the Patriots, but I take the long shots. Ronda Rousey never lost a fight. She was kicking every girl's ass. But I predicted Holly Holmes. She was 11-1 underdog. 20,000, paid out 220,000. The next fight, I took Misha Tate. This is the biggest payout in the history of UFC. Just another day in the office for me. You have that vision and a big set of balls to lay six figures and pick a team that no one believed in. When I said the Royals.
And then he just pulls down his pants, he's elephantitis. Well, technically, you don't need them, but
I have them.
That's right. Always bet underdogs. That's a good way. You're going to make money. Always take the long shots. That's what you do.
Everyone laughed at me. They were 30-1 underdogs. So I put over $100,000.
It's over. The Royals are World Series champions.
That went viral.
Vegas Dave.
Vegas Dave won $2.5 million.
I went from Royals, Broncos, Misha Tate, Holly Holm, $5 million run within 6 months. It's never been done. I broke the books in Vegas, and that's when Vegas banned me. I always tell people there's nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5 job. My worst nightmare is to get a job. I'm the best in the business, and I can make you money.
Right now, I'm actually the top sports consultant in the world.
Look at all these monitors behind me. That's why I'm the best in the business, because I watch every game. Where your other handicappers, they just check the final score. The final score doesn't mean jack.
My winning percentages this year are well over 75%.
Okay. All right.
He only bets long shots, right. And it's 75%.
What's awesome is they go into this montage of like it might have been 30 different people who are professional bettors, and they're like, dude, you are the best bettor in Vegas if you're like 53%. He goes, that guy is so full. Like, everybody thinks this guy is so full of crap. But the best thing is he's talking about how he watches all the games. Showtime is amazing. This guy goes over to his parents' house to like, that he uses the office at his parents' house.
Of course.
And by the way, he has like a Bentley outside of his house, but he lives in like this tiny apartment complex. So he has to park his Bentley outside, like right next to the like Ford Festivas.
Right. In that booming real estate market in Vegas.
So he takes his Bentley and goes to his parents' house because he's lonely, not because he has to work out of there. So he goes there and he goes to go watch the game, and his dad doesn't even get to channel the games on at their house. Showtime is the best. They completely captured all of us, and you can tell he's embarrassed as hell because he just got finished bragging about, I watch every single game with like all these chumps. He goes to his dad's house, pops on the couch, mom's making him spaghetti. He sits down, turns on the TV, and he can't get the channel the games on.
I'm just fascinated by why that's better than having a job. Like driving around from casino to casino and doing that crap is any better than having a job. And by the way, if you win $5 million, again, go to Vanguard, put some money down, and, you know, walk away a little bit. All right, so Jake DeBrus scheduled to join us. We'll be right back.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Tutcher and Rick.
It's a real nightmare. 98.5
The Sports Hub.
Oh. Brett brought tickets for his family on Saturday from Ace Ticket. And then he watched the Bruins crap down their leg.
I'm sure.
Why? When I go to the game, DeBrus gets on you. DeBrus, I was at the game on Saturday. Spent a pretty penny, my friend. And then I get out there, and what am I looking at? I'm looking at junk.
What's up, boys? What's going on? Sorry about that, man.
Tough game, I'm a working man. I only want you to win when I'm in attendance. I mean, I had my children. Yeah. I had my children with me. It was very difficult.
Is it tough, though? I mean, because this is the time of year where, you know, you guys are in the playoffs, and now you know that you're going to be playing the Maple Leafs. You just don't know if you're going to have home ice. Is there something that mentally is tough to overcome, that tendency to want to maybe take your foot off the gas and just kind of prepare yourself for the playoffs and maybe not play quite as hard as you know you should?
Yes and no. I think that kind of goes hand in hand. I think that when you try to prepare yourself for playoffs, you try to play a certain style and a certain game, but it's saying that, playing examples like, you know, Florida and teams that aren't in the playoffs, I think that they bring kind of a looseness to their game, and it's dangerous because they don't really, you know, they're just playing for, you know, jobs next year and for stats, so they're kind of going, you know, all offense and playing loose, and sometimes you get a lead and makes them dangerous. So we got to really bear down, and we got a couple games coming up here where we're going up against teams that are in those playoff spots, so it's going to be pretty intense.
Yeah, the Jackets could clinch tonight, who you're playing tonight over there in Columbus, if they beat you guys and Montreal loses to Tampa Bay in regulation. If you, I know you haven't been around for a long time, but if you had to choose being well-rested for the playoffs or having a bye in the first round, what do you think is better?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I came to play, my friend.
Yeah, you did.
That's right.
I would say well-rested. I think if you have a bye week in the first round, I think that you kind of, going in the second round, I think that, you know, maybe you're a little, not necessarily fatigued, but maybe a little behind the eight ball of actual, you know, gameplay. But I think if you have, you know, a lot of rest and then you play those games, I think that you're just, you're flying.
And when you guys have been playing Tampa Bay, I mean, obviously they're a wagon this year. They're historically good, but you guys have played very well against them. And I know the last time it was just things kind of fell apart there in the third. But you have to feel after the way you've played your last couple of games against them, fairly confident that you guys can go toe to toe and you guys have a shot if you indeed meet up in the postseason.
Yeah, for sure. I think that, like you said, the last game was, you know, one of those games where we kind of went for, you know, more than we needed to, and they're a good enough team where they can come back from it. So there's lots of lessons that we learned from that game, but in saying that, we all believe in here we can do it, and that we can beat those guys, and that we can, you know, play with them. So, you know, I don't think that's necessarily, that's just a matter of getting to that stage where we play against them, and, you know, obviously with their staff and guys, and the guys' numbers on the team, it's pretty impressive. So we understand that we got to bring our best, no matter who we're playing, but especially those guys. We're going to see them here soon, too. And more so, kind of, I think, playoff-style game. It's going to be lots of fun.
All right, Jake, so we have not talked to you in a little bit, and let's talk about that Rangers game and how you almost killed David Pastrnak in a moment of celebration. That was something that, obviously, we're all excited at the moment that you scored. And then the jump, and then Pasta goes and falls. What is going through your head as you realize this celebration is not quite landing the way that I thought it was going to?
No pun intended there, hey? yeah, no, I think what was going through my mind, like midair, was I was going a little faster than I thought I was, to be honest with you. And got a little more air. But yeah, I was concerned. I was... you know, I pretty much crushed him. I think it was my biggest hit of the year. It just was on my own teammate. You know, I was really excited that he gave me a pass like that. It was pretty much just happened, and I just kind of felt emotion then on the ground after I hit him. I tried to make eye contact with him right away to make sure he was okay. So I was like, oh my God. And then he gave me a little nod and back to the Shelly line. I was really thankful. The whole play in general.
Yeah, that would have been two of the oddest ways to get hurt during a season. Falling out in front of a restaurant and then having your own player knock you out.
Really thankful it didn't happen.
Wait, what?
I said really thankful that did not happen.
Yeah, no.
A little bit of a cold here, boys. My bad.
Well, so you're not playing tonight? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I played through waivers. What do you mean?
He's a hockey player.
Well, I don't know. You might, you know, you got
the air conditioning. Sometimes the air conditioning kind of catches me a little bit, but get outside, I'll be fine.
All right. Well, listen, you know, does your mother know that you're playing with cold?
Yeah, she does, actually. Yeah, she's down in Boston for a couple games. She was there for the Rangers game and the Florida game, so she's known. Yeah, she does.
Okay, how tough is it to have a mother as a hockey player where you get knocked around and you get tooth knocked out the other day and, you know, you've battled through injuries? How long does it take after the game until you get the phone call about your mother from your mother who's worried about you?
Yeah, it's pretty quick with my mom. She's pretty, She's pretty crazy. She's a crazy hockey mom for sure. She'll be the first one to say that. So anytime I even get, you know, kind of hit a couple times in the game or in dirt or teeth come out, she's on top of that right away. So she always wants updates and different things like that. And she gets upset when I don't reply. So I got to get better at doing that.
So I take it you go to your locker and your cell phone's got a bunch of missed texts.
No, she calls Cassidy and she says, my boy has a cold. Are you out of your mind putting him out there on the ice?
Pretty much, yes. That's how she rolls. That's how she works, yeah.
I'm thinking it's the opposite for your dad. You have to have a limb hanging off for him to call you, considering he was a hockey player.
Yeah, that's when you know it's really bad is when my dad calls me. That's, you know, he usually can tell. And we talk a lot, actually, but if it's necessarily based on injuries, he calls me, and then he knows it's pretty bad. So, yeah, you're right. You're right in that spectrum.
Did your dad fight Chara?
Yeah, he did. Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what? Do you remember what year that was, and do you remember when it happened as a kid?
No, I do not know what year it was, or I don't even think I was born yet, to be honest.
98. It was 98.
98? Yep. Okay, so I was two. Okay, so I was 2 years old.
Wow, I just graduated college.
I think it was Chara's second fight. Was it not?
You know what?
Am I wrong about that?
The hell would we know?
I'm not sure, but I know it was 98, so it definitely was early.
I don't know if you guys had a fight card or something pulled out.
Oh, yeah, we got
hang on 1 second.
We have a big thing on the wall here. Have you seen pictures of Chara with his shirt on?
Hang on, I want to find...
black and white images.
I want to find out, has Chara ever talked to you about the fight that he had with your father?
Yes. Well, last year, when we had our father's trip, they actually talked about it together on the bus, and it was one of the weirdest and coolest kind of talks I've ever heard in my life. So that was kind of interesting. It was, they were like kind of like respectful with how they talked about it. So I don't know who actually won. So I don't know what kind of what happened. There's no video of it. So, I don't know. It was a weird conversation, but it's always funny when new guys come to the team. They can't really believe it. That my dad fought Reed.
Well, it was only a second fight.
He's so right. There's a website called hockeyfights.com. It was indeed his second fight of his career. Was against Jake's dad.
And there's no video of it?
I haven't gotten it.
Oh, come
no.
on. There's got it. You know you dug for that.
I'll see what I can
do. So you can say I kicked your dad's ass, and you can say my dad can kick your ass.
Wait, it usually says who won. Does it say who won?
No, it does not. It just says the team win and the date and all that stuff.
Okay. Because now if you go back a little bit more recently, it has who they think won.
Right.
All right. Well, Jake DeBrusk, best of luck tonight against Columbus. I hope to be at the game on Saturday. And if I am, a better performance, please.
I'll do my best, my friend. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Let's keep the TNR bump going, sir. Good luck
tonight.
Jake
DeBrusk. He knows.
He knows. He's said it on TV.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
There's a story that it just came out that has to do with the Robert Kraft situation, and I don't know how things are going to be handled. I mean, this is now things are getting weird because people who are close to the Krafts are trying to get this video released.
Really?
And this is, things are going to get weird. I'll have the story right after John Wallach's headlines.
All right. We will be right back.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement, 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Miss
something?
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, there is it's news we've seen before, but not specifically one entity. Robert Kraft obviously does not want the video of his liaison at the spa released, and we knew that there was a myriad of media companies trying to get that video released, but now there is a local one that has come out.
Yep, in response to Robert Kraft and his attorneys trying to get it blocked, saying that it was the videotape was actually illegally made, and there was no reason that the police should have. He believes that the police went over their boundaries and ended up getting this tape in what's the term that they use? Not duplicitous ways, but basically it was illegal.
Snazzy?
Very super snazzy ways. And so now what that does is for any media company that wants it, they have to put in a petition to the Florida Police Department in order to try to get a copy of this tape. And as you said, originally there were people like Sports Illustrated and a few others that put in a request. However, there's been a second cluster of media companies that have just a couple of days ago entered a request form to get this tape. Amongst those, I'll read this right from the Globe. CNN and CBS Television Network are among a second cluster of media companies challenging Robert Kraft's effort to block the release of surveillance video that allegedly captured the owner of the New England Patriots twice paying for sex in Jupiter, Florida. CNN and CBS, on behalf of its local station, WBZ-TV, were joined by five other television networks, including Sinclair Broadcast Group and Scripps Media, the Associated Press, and the New York Times, among others, filed for a similar challenge. In the filing by CNN and CBS, the media companies contend that it's the public's right to access government documents that is part of Florida's constitutional override, Kraft's claim, blah, 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 blah. So what they're saying is that the television network that they have a partnership with, the Krafts, that airs all of their preseason games, that he's friends not only with the national side of it, with all the CBS people, you know how close the Krafts are with them, but it says on behalf of its local station, WBZ-TV, who locally carries all those preseason games, they have requested this video.
Yeah, and if I'm CBS, I say, yes, we have a deal with the NFL that's not going anywhere, so have fun.
Now, you may say that this is due diligence on everyone's behalf to try to request it. However, I have a feeling for something as sensitive as this, I don't think you forget certain things. Like, I think that's going to be a tough moment when you're at the negotiating table trying to figure out who's going to get the rights to our preseason games, who is going to get access to the players. That seems like a pretty big deal. That a company that has that close of a relationship with the Krafts is now on record as going in and requesting the videotape of Robert Kraft in this spa. Doesn't that seem like it might cause some sort of issue?
Well, it's fairly admirable. I mean, that they are looking to, you know, despite what might damage a relationship, they're willing to go out and try to get what they deem is newsworthy. And by the way, you talk about Kraft having billions of dollars and having this dream team of lawyers. I mean, CNN and CBS aren't exactly small. Sinclair Broadcast Group isn't small. Scripps Media isn't small. The Associated Press certainly isn't small. You know about the New York Times, and you don't want to go up against the big Orlando Sentinel. But no, but these are, you know, multi-billion dollar corporations.
What is Kraft's recourse other than getting angry?
Okay. It says at the end of the thing. It said the Kraft's request that the videos be sealed for fair trial reasons, wholly fails to... Oh, this is what the networks are saying. Kraft requested the video sealed for fair trial reasons, wholly fails to meet the burden for establishing wholesale closure. The company argued under Florida law, there is a three-step test to determine if a fair trial would be compromised, and Kraft's attorneys haven't even addressed those, the companies argue. Which I guess makes sense, because if everyone has the video already, I don't know, and he's not going to a jury trial, I'm not sure how the video being released would compromise him, but I would certainly wouldn't want the video to be released either. But logically, if you just think about it, he's chosen, if I'm not mistaken, to have a trial by judge, correct?
Jury.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
he
jury.
Said. I thought it was judge.
That was the initial report. He waived his right to a court date to plea and requested a jury trial.
As we learned from having that lawyer Daniel Wallach on with us, he told us that one of the things he does not want to happen if you're Robert Kraft is for this case to be dropped, because if it's dropped, then that means that the videotape, because it was part of this investigation, can be accessed by all these people in the press.
Public domain.
What he has to do, Kraft and his lawyers, is they have to fight and actually win proof that this tape was illegally obtained. And if they can do that, then it will not be able to be submitted into this group of evidence, and it can't be released
legally.
Unless
the networks win.
No. The networks, it's not about the networks right now. The networks have access to it if it's found to be legally obtained. Like, they have the right to it.
No, but they're fighting for it right now. No, they're fighting and they're saying that Kraft is not compromised. I mean, that's why they're doing it now. They're not doing it now so in case Kraft is found innocent.
However, the police will not release it until this thing goes to trial. Because they obviously don't want to get in massive trouble, because it ends up being found that it was illegally obtained. Do you know what kind of lawsuits
No. The media companies are suing. They're putting a request right now to get the video now.
Yes, and the police will not release it while they're in the middle of an investigation as to whether or not this was legally obtained.
We don't know that because they're arguing that under Florida law, this is deemed newsworthy, and that you have to. There's a 3-step test to determine if a fair trial would be compromised, and Kraft's attorneys haven't even addressed those. So media companies are petitioning to get it now.
And what I'm saying is that it would not be wise if you're the police to release it, because if they do release it and it is found to be illegally obtained,
it's not up to the police.
Then it is up to the police.
No, it's up to a judge.
To end up getting it released?
Yes.
Well, okay. Well, then it has to go to trial. Then the judge will determine whether or not...
The judge will deem if it's newsworthy. Media companies are doing now is they want the tape now.
But he can't do that unless he judged on whether or not it's legally obtained. That's the reason that all of them are filing their petitions. The judge can't all of a sudden rule on one thing and not the other.
I think that you're mistaken. I think that the broadcast media companies want the tape now.
And of course they do.
And that they're arguing that there's no legal reason why they shouldn't be able to do it. That's what they're saying. And it's CNN and CBS and it's a bunch of other big companies, so I wouldn't dismiss it so quick.
And then the judge, in order to determine whether or not there's no legal reason, would have to figure out whether it's legally obtained.
I'm not certain about that. And I'm not certain because they're moving to get this released before trial. And so, you could make the argument that Kraft's making a big mistake by keeping this thing going.
Well, no, he's not, because if he ends up pleading or doing anything else other than fighting it, it gets released.
Well, he could get released anyway.
But the only way it won't get released is if he fights it.
Yeah, but it
so
still
that's
could.
That's why he's fighting it. Every other option, like all the other ones, it ends up the tape gets released. The only way it doesn't is if he fights it.
Right. If he fights it.
So that's why he's fighting it, because he's wanting the tape released.
If the media companies are not, do not win their plea, and that for some reason they find that the video was illegally obtained, then he's just got to cross his fingers that it doesn't come out anyway. But from what I read, there's a better chance than not that this video is coming out based on Florida law. So we'll see. I would not want to be Robert Kraft right now.
No, of course not.
Because
just hanging over you.
I mean, you can have all the $1 billion in the world. And
hanging over you, but you can sue whoever you want to sue. But once it's out there, it's out there. There's no taking it back. And as much vengeance as you take on the entity that releases it, if indeed you can ultimately find it, it's not going to matter.
And if you take, and how about if you're another owner and he takes it up with CBS, like the parent corporation? The other owners are going to go, dude, CBS has paid untold millions or billions of dollars to cover our product. Go screw. I mean, the owners aren't going to side with him on going up against CBS. And then if they go, we're going to move off of WBZ television because of this, then what if CBS complains and they complain to the owners? What do you think? The owners are going to go, okay?
Yeah, gets back to my original point. You know, Kraft can be as mad as he wants to be about an entity close to him asking for the tape, But what is ultimately his recourse? The only thing he can do is, after the Patriots win a big playoff game or after they win a Super Bowl, and CBS wants a one-on-one on the field, and he can boycott that.
No question. But
ultimately, it's a drop in the bucket.
No. I don't think that that's true. Because if CBS is covering the Super Bowl, I would imagine it's written into the contract that they have to do the trophy presentation.
I remember Bill Belichick. Remember the "he hate their coach" thing by Tom Jackson? Remember that? You know, they hate their coach. This is a while ago.
Yeah. Okay. I remember that.
ESPN paid a lot of money for NFL coverage during that year. Patriots, you remember, after Tom Jackson went off and said they hate their coach, Patriots went on to win the Super Bowl. ESPN wanted Belichick on the field the game.
I understand that.
And Belichick said, no. And ultimately, it didn't have to do with ESPN having a lot of money. It was his personal relationship
I understand
with Chris Berman.
I understand that. So if CBS is not covering the Super Bowl, there's no reason that Kraft would have to talk to him or any of the Patriots would have to talk to him. But if CBS had the Super Bowl, obviously they're contractually obligated to do that. I don't think, unless Kraft doesn't want to get on stage and accept the
It could be. Trophy. I mean, I think there are ways you could duck it. I don't think he would because he likes to be. But as far as say
no
a
way
one-on-one,
you could duck that.
In hypothetical world, a one-on-one, he could say no. I don't think
CBS has the Super Bowl, you're talking to CBS.
But in the end, it's a minor thing.
Right.
He can be as angry as he wants. He doesn't have a major recourse.
Or he can sue CNN and CBS and see how that goes.
And you're right, Fred. I don't think any of the owners are going to have his back on this one.
Oh, hell no.
Because
they're not.
What about them? I mean, honest to God, it could happen to one of them the next day.
Or no, but you're screwing my business deal.
Exactly.
Because you're embarrassed about something that you allegedly
I had it
did.
Yes, correct.
Right.
Unless on the next time the TV deals are up and you get fairly similar offers from CBS and another company. They could make the decision to go somewhere else. He's a fairly powerful owner.
Well, we'll see.
Again, if the owners have his back.
Which there's no
reason
to believe
they will. CBS has the biggest offer on the table.
Oh, if CBS has the biggest offer, they're taking CBS.
That's the problem.
As I said, if they're two similar offers.
Okay. I don't know. I we'll see how powerful an owner he is now. I mean, it's just, we'll see. We'll see how it all works out. But if I'm CBS, I'm not concerned at all with doing this. And I don't even know if he can go against... He probably could because it's a crap production. They could probably go against WBZ-TV. But they certainly can't fracture their relationship with CBS.
And somewhere a tear rolls down Dan Roach's face. He's mad at me?
They didn't get it anyway. He didn't do the games anyway. Remember?
That's true.
All right. We will be right back. Find out what Zolak and Bertrand have on the way.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Scott Zolak in studio. I couldn't figure out how to work that TV, but you're up.
Yeah. Got it.
You're up there.
Bam.
Dun, 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 dun. So I have to go. I have to leave right after the show.
What you got going on?
I got to go to the dermatologist. It took me 2.5 months to get this appointment.
Are you itchy?
No, I got something going on when I get done.
That forehead thing. It's like a white blotch. You know what? My kid had that and then it went away.
See, that's what I'm hoping. Because you ever see someone with darker skin and they have patches where it got like lighter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called something. I can't remember the name of it.
Michael Jackson!
And it sucks, dude, if you get it, like, in your darkest skin.
Yeah.
But when I get tan now, since last February, like, my forehead is a different color than, like, where my face is tan. So I want to investigate this. But unfortunately, I had to get this appointment 2 months in advance, and it's at 10:45, and I'm supposed to get there 15 minutes early.
I remember when we went to Ocean City, Maryland one time with my buddies, and back when I was in Maryland, at a tight end, our guy passed out like on the beach, and he's like face down, and we took sunscreen, and we squirted wrote "Eat It" on his back. He fell asleep in the sun for 2 hours.
Police Academy 4? Is that...
Huh?
Where it's from, I believe.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is that
the one
with Janet Jones?
No, that was what it was.
Oh, that's
Miami. I only saw the first five.
One.
I only saw the first one.
It was Police Academy at the Beach. It was like the fourth one,
I think.
Okay.
I just only saw the first one.
Yeah. They did that, except they wrote Dork, nice. I think,
what?
On his back. It was the PG-rated Police Academy.
Okay.
They wrote Dork. Mm. Is what they did.
Okay.
Then you have it. You're walking around like a big dork.
You're like a dork. It's like, look at this guy. He got dork written on his chest.
What do you think you are?
What are you going to do now?
What are you going to do now?
It's there for life.
What are you going to do now, pal?
You're going to have to lay in the sun for another half an hour.
In order to get that thing off. The yolk's on your face.
Or wear a shirt. All right. So what is going...
What you got going on the show today, Scott Zolak?
I got lots of stuff.
Yeah?
I want to hear your Brookline song. I haven't heard it yet.
Rich goes, what are you going to do today? And I said, you know what? This is so one of those weird type days. We might actually replay your Brookline bit. we're in search of content.
All right. You want to hear the theme?
Sure.
Yes. All right.
Close to a bitches. I don't like Brookline.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly, and the average age is dead. Where the locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine. Nobody's having a good time, 'cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
The elderly, they all cry and bitch. People shut up.
Wasn't it Brookline that banned the leaf blowers?
Newton. But Brookline probably did it too.
Yeah, that was the best. That woman.
The mall in Brookline, right? The Chestnut Hill. That's Brookline, right?
No, it's Chestnut Hill.
Well, I know that, but is that Brookline?
No, it's Chestnut Hill.
It's Chestnut Hill, which is right next to Newton. But you're on your way to Brookline. Right. No, you're thinking Coolidge Corner. Just go straight to Coolidge Corner.
Yeah, Coolidge Corner or Washington Square. So do I.
That's like the portal.
It's like hippie central.
It's the portal to anger hell.
It's hippie central. People that were actual hippies.
It's like Murray. Murray's miserable. That's like Murray used to hang out at Coolidge Corner, go to the movie theater. Everybody.
How old is he?
Jim Murray?
41.
Yeah. He's like 40, going on like 53.
See, I thought he was older than me.
See, I thought so too. I don't know.
I'm a nice man. He skews younger.
You thought Big Jim was older than you.
Yeah, not by looks, but I just thought I recalled hearing that. Dude, I have a white beard.
Emmett Smith does now too.
I know. Do you see that?
That's weird.
Felger's beard's turning white. We're older than you think, people.
So weird.
I mean,
it's amazing how young we skew. Hardy's got that awful gray beard when he grows it.
It's funny because if I shave it, it takes about 10 years off my, but then you have to look at my face, which isn't a pleasant experience.
You'll never get carded going in liquor stores.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't.
You do not.
Come on.
You're 7 years older than me.
Yeah, but I look younger.
Yes, you do look younger, but you certainly don't look under 21.
I still get carded at places.
No, you don't. You haven't gotten carded in 20 years.
Oh, God, yeah.
Rich, do you?
Do I get carded?
You know what it is?
Don't think so.
It's usually because
you look younger than
trying to do their job.
Only at the Garden, they card everyone.
I'm not saying that because, like, you look so young, I'm gonna card you. I didn't mean it that way. You'll go in, and, like, there'll be some young kid working around to card you.
Yeah, I mean,
there's certain grocery stores where they have to card everyone.
Trader Joe's, I get carded all the time.
But that's not because you look young.
That's because
they're doing it to everybody.
Like, what kind of genetic defect do you think I have where I would be under 21 and look like
this?
All right. You guys enjoy yourselves. Right. Everyone have a great day. Wish me well to dermatologist.
Good luck.
Okay, bye.
A cock can really hit you bad. I mean, if I've had it happen.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Sports Hub headlines.
Al Horford posted a triple-double of 19 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. Celtics beat Miami 110-105. They remain tied with Indiana for fourth place in the East. They're back at it tomorrow night in Miami against the Heat. Red Sox are now 1-4. They lost in Oakland late last night 7-0. David Price gave up four runs in six innings. Chris.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.